Bella D'Angelo Show, a unique voice in conservative talk radio, can now be heard irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Bella D'Angelo.
Oh, I swear. Tell me, anybody listening to the show tonight, anybody, I mean anybody, if you know of a road, excluding your driveway, that isn't under construction, I would love to hear from you. I'm not kidding! When I said I wanted to put ISIS flags on all the detour signs and says, vote for Hillary, I don't know, maybe ISIS has just plainly taken over MnDOT because they have stirred, terrorized, demonized, and I'm telling you. So, we've got a full plate tonight. We got a lot of people coming on the show. We got a lot of excitement. We got Eric Olson calling in from the Trump convention floor, and I kind of, in spirit, kind of made it there. I mean, Eric's wearing my T-shirt, my Team Bella Rebel Red T-shirt on the convention floor. I'm just really excited. I've made it. I've survived long enough to get to the convention because I swear there isn't another woman that you've ever met that wants to take down Hillary, that fat windbag criminal, and keep her out of the White House. Before we get too serious, so I'm going to introduce, we've got a great new member joining the show. We'll introduce Scott here in a second. But I was driving yesterday, and one of my contractors, because I work for the greatest company, Great Northern Granite, is driving along. A contractor called me, and he asked me how I was enjoying my evening. And I said, I'm enjoying the traffic. And he started to laugh, and I said, no, this is all-out war against MnDOT. I go on a 4.2-mile walk when it's cool enough out, and I was up at the park, and Scott, I could not believe this. I come around the corner, and there is a road construction detour sign in my park. And I said to the contractor, I said, I think there's more MnDOT government employees than Somalians in this state. I can't take it. Scott Belinsky, is it Belinsky? Did I slaughter that? Besides, I slaughtered the spelling. When I show you, as you get to know me and you see my phone, because I was in the oil field, I used to get phone calls all day, night, evenings, weekends, random sex texting, just phone calling. I actually answered my phone one night, and whoever it was had already hung up, and it was like 3-4 in the morning, and I typed into my phone, figured this one out, and for the life of me, I mean, he remained, figure this one out, and because I kept it there so long, by the time I wanted to actually remember who it was that I'd figured out was attached to that phone number, I'd forgotten his name because I called him figure this one out for so long. So you are appropriately titled in my phone. Scott, is it Belinska?
Scott Belinskas. It sounds like Belinskas, but it's spelled with an I. So you were close. You almost got it.
I'm close. So Scott has joined the show, and Scott, you're a veteran. Thank you for your service. You've got radio experience.
Well, I'm not a veteran. Hang on. I'm actually not a veteran. I am just a free spirit who does a lot to help our veterans crowd. I got sick of veterans getting ripped off. A lot of service in the history, in my family history. Lost my grandfather in World War II. My father was 82nd Airborne, 2nd 504. So there's a lot of service in my family history, but I am not a veteran.
Thank you for the clarification. I knew there was veterans somewhere, but I got introduced to you through Trust Vets, which I love these guys and I support them. Dennis Davis is a great friend of mine,
yep.
Kind of my big brother. But before we get too serious, I kind of alluded to what I've been dealing with. Yeah, Wilson. Scott, you're new to the show, but eventually you'll understand what I'm dealing with. I mean, somebody's got to give me credit. I pal around with a 71-year-old, curmudgeon, antisocial, Bernie Sanders wannabe, and I've been left to my own devices too long. Somebody should supervise me. but this online dating has just gotten out of control. And so my concern was when I first listened to Wilson and his drama with all of this, my concern was that he was making himself out to be too needy and like he needed too much advice. And my fear was that he was just trying to drag me along on these dates with him so that he could keep me around him. I mean, I am a little bit entertaining sometimes when I try. But, Scott, could you imagine anything more painful than being dragged along not only to a date but an online dating scenario?
No, I really can't, to be honest with you. That sounds very painful. As painful as can be. Like just like the traffic coming home today.
I mean, first of all, you're dealing with women. God bless you guys for even dealing with women. I have a hard time. Unless you are a roughneck, redneck, blue-collar, whiskey-drinking, Marlboro-smoking, dyed-in-the-wool, just, you know, rebel, you know, dressed, sincere, honest, none of this passive-aggressive Mickey Mouse Madness bullshit. I don't know how you guys deal with them. I don't. I tend to avoid them at all costs.
Well, it's kind of like dealing with traffic. It's something you can't avoid.
Oh, trust me. I do a good job on this one. There's a few, though, that I pal around with. But so I'm listening to this madness. And then, you know, I gave him some schooling. And I was like, really, Wilson? I think you need to get your big boy pants on. I said, you may have been out of the game for a while, but I think you really need to figure this out. I know you don't need me along because it will not go well. It never goes well with me and another woman, the man in the situation. It just doesn't. So I left him alone. Well, you know what he did now? I don't know who he went to get his advice from, but now he's explaining to me that he wants to get into dominatrix. And I started reading these. You know, so he's been corresponding.
What?
And you didn't know all. What the?
Dominatrix? Are you serious?
I told you. I'm not dealing with, you know, the average curmudgeon. So he told me that he got to these supplements and that I'm fearful that he thinks he's found the fountain of youth and he's see the thing is I'm the one responding to his postings and it's getting a little out of control because of course at night when I'm bored, I get really creative. You might have caught on. I've got kind of a creative mind. And so I started responding and giving more, you know, well, I was very explicit in what I was wanting. And Dominatrix was the one that I'd forgotten that I'd gotten particularly colorful. So, of course, he gets really excited about that one. And so then I thought to myself, I don't want him getting hurt. I mean, he might need oxygen in my brain. I mean, he's got kids, but I don't want to be responsible for all this. So here, I came up with this idea. What do you think about this, Scott? So when I was in the oil field, I met the wise man. And I'll tell you about how I met him, but I'm going to tell you about one of the ideas that he had for one of my businesses. Because, of course, I had Isabel's Oil Field Services. I had a cleaning business, a catering business. And then I also had a sales job as well, besides doing the radio show. But anyways, he came up with, have you ever seen those live, life-size dolls that actually look like a human? Have you seen them?
Yeah.
They sell for like $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah, I think they're called real dolls.
Yeah. So the wise men told me that I should order a ton of them and rent them out. Of course, I couldn't even get my mind around.
Oh, my God. Rent them out? Are you kidding me? No. There's nothing worse in the world than that idea. That's gross. Oh.
But I am going to stop this online dating madness of Wilson's before he gets injured, hurt, or worse, kidnapped. And, you know, he'd probably become... the Dom. That was the other one he was interested in. He was reading about
You gotta go back to this real doll.
What about the Dom? The one where you're supposed to be on a leash, you're supposed to be at the beck and call of every wish and do whatever. I mean, I just sat there listening to it, like, I'm creating a monster. Okay, I've introduced him to this, and then I'm the mastermind behind it. But I got to stop him before he hurts himself because he's getting so worked up. I don't even know if he's been to the doctor in the longest time. I don't even know if his heart can even handle any of this. So somehow I'm going to figure out how to introduce him to the, what do you call it, real doll or whatever the hell. And
yep,
then I'll,
yep, real
I'll,
doll.
Yeah. I've got to stop the madness. I've got to, because this is getting out of control. Besides, I have my time and energy that needs to be devoted to other things other than trying to keep up with this out of control, overzealous, over...
Well, I don't know. Hang on now. Hang on now. You might be onto something there. A rentable real doll. That might be like a real industry that, I don't know. That sounds like it might have some teeth. The rentable real doll.
I do know how to capitalize on just on every situation. But
yeah.
I want to tell you guys, I'm having a lot of fun as I'm back here in Minneapolis meeting a lot of great people. And I did come from the oil field, from the love of crude oil, that is. This is not your ordinary talk radio show. I'm here to entertain you, get you laughing, get you giggling, get you forgetting the madness. But we've got a lot of excitement. But I want to tell you, when I met the wise men, it was one night when I was tired, and it was a Friday night, and I couldn't go to my home rig, which is George Patton Jr.'s. They were having a lot of problems with third-party gas. He said it was too dangerous for me to go there. It was Friday night. I didn't want to go up to Williston. I didn't know what I was going to do that night. I didn't have the radio show. And I had called Wilson and said that I wanted to find a poor, unsuspecting company man that I hadn't met before. So when I blew into the wise man's rig, there was another sales guy in there from Texas. And boy, was he a Texas. He had I don't know who he thought he was. He had like a pink polo shirt on and those big white framed sunglasses that all the dudes were wearing that thought they were all that and then some. And he was doing his typical in-your-face sales routine, which, of course, I do none of the above. I simply blew in, introduced myself, and, of course, what did I start doing? I started my rant of what are we going to do to wake this country up, take this country back. And, of course, I got the immediate attention, and before you knew it, the wise man was showing me pictures of his wife and daughter. I had the same eye color as his wife and his daughter, and he just sat back in amazement and listening to my story about why I was out there, my concerns about the country, what I was doing with my radio show, my businesses, all the things. And when I went to leave that day, he walked me out to my truck and he looked at me and he said, "Don't be a stranger." And you know what? That's what the oil field is and is about. And that's what I try to impress upon the people listening to this show in what we need to do in our day-to-day ventures is step outside of this condition that we've been conditioned to, this condition that we're not supposed to talk to people that we don't know, that we're not supposed to talk about politics, religion, the things that are actually really important, but they are important. Because as you and I sat there today, we had a great meeting at GCN Broadcasting Syndication, and I explained to him, this is a unique radio show, and I designed it because I get absolutely unhinged when I hear people talking about how the millennials don't know anything. You know, how do you bring a liberal to the table and get them listening? Well, how are you going to do it if you're the typical far right wing that just screams and demoralizes and humiliates people that calls in or can't relate to an 18-year-old that doesn't understand how much the far-reaching criminal government is taking over and trying to permanently destroy this country and let the New World Order take over? You tell about, you start talking to them about the New World Order, how they probably think you're talking about some metrosexual band, for God's sakes. You know, but you have to simplify and you have to use analogies to relate to them and simple examples. Just like the simple example that I gave to the 18-year-old the very first time that I knew that I had finally gained ground when I got that 18-year-old to listen to the Hello Kitty show. You know, when I was volunteering last night, I volunteer on Tuesdays and Wednesdays with Concerned Veterans for America. And last night, one of the volunteers, the last time that I saw her, told me she felt so bad she had to listen to the show, but she didn't know what she was going to say to me. I felt bad because last night I thought she maybe wasn't going to show up because she was maybe too terrified of my retribution if she had admitted that she hadn't listened to the show. But Scott, you know what show she listened to? And I don't know if you listened to it. It was the Hello Kitty show. Did you listen to that one?
I did not.
Oh, that's the highest listened to show. Well, she listened to it, and she said to me, she said, you have this effervescent giggle. And she said, you were just hilarious. And then I connected with my co-host that was on that show with me. And he said to me, because this is, if you're ever asking yourself if you're having a bad day, ask yourself, well, did you wake up in a messed out, nasty rat hole apartment in the middle of the, as I used to call it, the rapist and pervert colony of the U.S., which I love the oil field, but there was the other element that came along with it. So ask yourself, did you wake up in that kind of element with all of your clothes stolen by a meth head? Well, if you didn't, then you're a little bit more ahead of one of the bad days that I had. I had some very tough, challenging days, but I also had a lot of great fun and a lot of fun family and friends and a lot of good time building this radio show. And it's not what takes you down. It's as long as you keep getting back up. Are you willing to look and see the humor in all situations? If you're able to do that, you can walk tall in a man's world and be damn proud. And you can handle anything. And you know what? This country can handle. We survived what that muzzy sympathizing thug has done to this country so far. That means that we are ready for a leader to come into this country and take it over and take out that fat, windbag, Hillary, water buffalo in a panic suit. God, I can't stand her. I will do everything and anything, including being butt naked in my swimming pool in the back of this truck, broadcasting this radio show, getting one more person listening, one more person tuning in, and we're going to go into our first break. And we come back, we got the boys from the UK. We've got Eric Olson calling from the Trump convention floor because, God bless, I wish I was there. Eric texted me this morning. He said, girl, you'd be in heaven. Well, I'm in spirit with you, Eric. Can't wait to hear from you. We'll be right back because we got to fight, baby, fight.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com. to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit trustvets.com. Come and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it.
Bella D'Angelo here, and we are back. We got a full house. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Yes, it is hateful hot. It is absolutely hateful hot, but I'm just glad that I've got my swimming pool in the back of the mobile studio, and to hell with the neighbors. They can just kiss my rear end if they want to say anything about what I am doing, because I am doing what I am doing because I love this country, and I believe for a long time that if we would get Donald J. Trump into the office, he would start to stop this purposeful destruction of this country, this demantelizing of allowing all of them, and I mean all of them, which is what became so evident these last couple of months in between Cruz and Rubio and Kasich and Bush, however Rubio gave up his delegates. But you know what? Trump crushed them all and has more delegates than any nominee in history, more votes than any nominee in history, and we are so excited. The convention is going on, and how exhilarating is it to see his amazing family step up to the plate? He doesn't need Bush and Rubio and the rest of the lunatics. He's got his family, and he has tapped into the blue collar, the silent majority, those that were fed the F up with the establishment. And I can't wait to see the first debate and just crush that fat windbag, Hillary. Mark, jumping from across the pond, is it not just amazing?
Well, it's incredible. Good evening, everyone. Lovely to talk to you from across the pond. The hot here as well. It's absolutely incredible. Did I see a figure that Mr. Trump has got 1,725 delegates, which is just astounding. I mean, if you think we have had various conversations over the last year and you've done it, you have reached, Donald J. Trump has reached this point, which is absolutely astounding. And he has done it against all the odds. I have never seen so one man have so much come against him politically, right across the world. It's absolutely astounding. And I just want to know how much quaking the establishment are presently doing. What do you think?
Oh, they're shaking in their little tidy whities that are sucked right up their little rear end, which I can't wait for Trump to stick his boot right in all of their rear ends and run them right out of the White House. But here's a comment that rings so true. I was walking on my 4.2 mile walk the other day, and just like I do, I talk to every single person I encounter. And this one lovely woman, when we were throwing our water bottles away together, and I looked at her and I asked her if she was voting, and she said, yes, ma'am. And she said, I'm voting Trump. And she looked at me, and without me even asking any questions, she simply made this comment. And it rings true for someone else I know. She said, God calls ungodly-like people to do his mission. And although Donald J. Trump is a Christian, he's also, you know, so many people get it so wrong with him. I just don't understand. And I defend all the time when people go down that media-fed line about him. You know, if you're not in somebody's teepee or breaking bread with them and you're just buying the bullshit of the media, well, then you deserve Hillary. But, I mean, yes, of course the establishment is absolutely trying to do everything under its power, including... Who was it that came on today? Oh, on Fox, and he was talking about what a unprofessional convention Trump was running. Anybody that bashes him at this point is scared to death and wants to hang on to their cushy lifestyle and cannot believe what he is doing. He's absolutely crushing this establishment. And as I was listening to Hannity, let's let him go after who he needs to in the government, because he will, and he has the balls, and he is the right man. And I've said this for the longest time. If there were any other of those nominees that were in his place right now, I would have packed up and become the full-time stripper pole girl and comedian, because we don't have anybody better than crushing that fat windbag, lying criminal Hillary in the panic suit than Donald J. Trump. And let's wait when we get to that first debate. I believe it's September 26th. 6th or 28th, I believe that it is. But it'll be just phenomenal. Frank, you're on the line with us, too. Frank, you got to be jumping up and down like I am as we are moving along in this whole process, because you and I, we go back years back in the day. We didn't even, you know, when I think of it, I don't know why I was so excited given the fact of our typical establishment. I guess, you know, when you have faith and you have hope, you have to hold it in your hand and spread it around. Because the one thing that the establishment did not understand was the true patriotism and the true fight and free will that this country has. And they underestimated the power of the people when we decided to unite and start banging the drum so that we could give this type of support and get the win for Donald J. Trump. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, yeah, it's certainly enlivening, and everything. Got to be optimistic for the people who are not frightened of the New World Order, but actually looking forward to a New World Order, because we're all fed up with the same old shit. How's that?
It's what I was listening to the other day when I, You know, he's really creating, this is the death of the Republican Party. And we needed to lay it to rest because, you know what? They're all criminals. And they all did what led us to the travesty of the Muzzy-loving, sympathizing thug Barry. Because Barry got in because we were set up back when the sympathizing thug got in. Well, we led 7.5 years of the most torturous, criminal, unpatriotic dismantling. I mean, it's obvious which side of the world he's on, and it's not.
Please.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I get what you're getting at, but there's no need to get wound up anymore. Like you said, you've had 7.5 years, and when you did it in good faith, and you gave him the benefit of the doubt. And if you're still doubting after 7.5 years, well, God help us all. No, and as for you got your bullet, just don't just wang them around all over the place. Just wait till you see the whites of their eyes. And Mr. Donald Trump has got nailed to the corner. Don't let them sliver out now. You got them.
The point of this is I've had so many conversations, you know, specifically within this really dangerous last couple of weeks and months that we've been living. And I'll take a breath and I'll let Mark jump back in, and eventually Eric will be with us. And Scott, I'll let you get a word in too. But here's the thing. We were never going to get to the point of stopping this establishment if this country, this world, hadn't become as dangerous as it has, to the point where it wakes people up that as much as they avoid it, don't want to see it, don't want to look at it, but when they are waking up, turning on their TV or going out and talking to their coworkers, and they're hearing, even if they didn't even see it on Fox News or hear about it on, you know, the regular media, they're going to work and somebody is saying something about the terroristic bombings of ISIS that are now here in Orlando. They are here they're going to happen on a daily basis. What happened in Nice, you know, we now have cop shootings. We now have the president that actually said that our police department had to recognize the trouble and our failures in order to overcome. Just, you know, this is a apologizing administration. And Hillary, the fat windbag panic suit, is going to be no different. I had to sit through, guys, the other morning I was at an event. 5 minutes into it, I realized he was a liberal. I bit my tongue, which, you know, is almost impossible for me to do. But if I hadn't learned to bring my duct tape with me, he went on to talk about this economic revival that the whole country has been in for these last couple of years. He then launched into that we had to stop fighting immigration because it was going to be crippling our jobs and our industry. And I just sat there, and then he went on to talking about that Hillary would be the same as the sympathizing muzzy thug, and that Trump was going to cause World War III, and that would be the demise of our country. I just simply sat back and decided to remain employed instead of making a point. Go ahead. Who just jumped in? Scott?
Sorry,
Go ahead, Scott. Jumping in.
Well, I was going to say, you know, think about the Republican Party that they let something happen where they fell so far asleep that they let somebody come out maybe he's a Trump is a billionaire, maybe he's not. But the point is that he's just a regular civilian who decided he was so tired and so fed up with things that he's actually going to do something about it and not just complain about it. He was going to put himself on the front line and actually go in and start making a change. I mean, what type of a party falls so far asleep that they let that happen? I mean, I'd love to hear your feedback on that.
Here's the thing. You're absolutely right. That's what Trump did. And you know what? I have believed ever since 2010 when I called in to Sean Hannity the first time, we needed somebody outside of the system. You can't when you have a bunch of self-important, low-beating asses that have never worked in the business sector, has never had to actually report to somebody with any accountability, has never been fired, has lived off the system, has driven around in the fancy vehicles, gone off to the island, planted and plotted against the little people, us little minions that support their jobs and all their habits. They weren't fearful of anything. So why would they have to do anything? And you know what? They joined forces.
Right.
And you could see the beginning of the destruction when the Tea Party arose. When the Tea Party, us regular citizens, started banding together and creating what they saw was the enemy. When we took those seats last year in the Senate, and Republicans were voting against the Tea Party with the Democrats to keep trying to keep those seats, that's when I knew the war had begun against those of us who love this country, those of us that want to see this country to come back to. Because the day you wake up and you ask, where is my God, where is my country, you know that this country is lost, but that's when you look to this country and say, how hard are you willing to fight, baby, fight? John, we're up against our next break. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small-town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that again is Aaron at 952-856-6074.
We are back, Bella D'Angelo. We got a full house, guys. We got Eric Olson, Mark Sutherland. Eric Olson should be calling in. We've got Frank Day from across the pond, Mark Sutherland across the pond, and my new wingman, Scott. And the question was, I want to get into Melania's speech. First of all, here's what I want to say really quickly. Everybody's diverting the attention of the real speech that should have been paid attention to, which was Mrs. Smith, who her son was lost in Benghazi. That was mostly impactful, and I would love to see the Benghazi survivors in the front row at the debate with Hillary Hillary, her fat, nasty, orange panic suit, and Mr. Donald J. Trump, so that they can ask her questions. Now, my belief in Melania's speech, okay, so a speechwriter copy and pasted some words from Obama's, from Michelle's speech. The thing is, Melania loves this country, okay? Melania spoke from the heart about the biggest honor was becoming an American citizen. She is a lovely, educated woman. She can speak five languages. That family is a lovely family. It's testament. And, you know, the thing is the media is terrified. She is a drop-dead, gorgeous, beautiful woman. So they go after the most petty things to attack her on. Frank, you wanted to say a couple of comments about it.
Oh, yeah. I just heard it. I was taking my mum in a cup of tea in the living room yesterday or this morning, and I heard the BBC telling me it was, or telling everybody that it's a disaster, that, you know, that it's the end of the line for Trump. The whole thing is coming off because Melania, yeah, I'll be right, because Melania was plagiarized Michelle Obama's speech. And I was stunned. Because I heard Michelle Obama's speech. I was listening in live. And, what I did next was I went and looked up and I listened to Michelle Obama saying it, yeah? And then...
Melania saying it.
And I can tell you, I ranted through all sorts of stuff. The whys and wherefores, left and rights of it. And I just, at the end, I just knew that whoever wrote it for Melania, she read it first and she believes and means every word of it. And I can't.
Well, here's the thing. She gave it, and I got to jump in because we do have Eric from the Trump convention floor. He's joined us. The thing is, she did apologize for writing it. She tried to resign, and Trump wouldn't let her. Hang on, we got to bring on Eric Olson. Eric, buddy, are you there?
Hey. How you doing?
Fabulous. We got a full house. We've got Scott Walinska with us that's here in the metro. We've got Mark Sutherland, Frank Day. I wish I was there with you, Eric. Tell us, what is it like?
Hey, everything's great in Cleveland, Ohio.
Great.
Am I getting an echo?
Good evening.
Yeah,
now you're fine. Good evening, Eric.
Hey, how are you doing, Frank?
That's Mark.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah.
Lots going on here. Lots of Republicans running around. Lots of great speeches. Lots of unity.
What has the highlight been?
What's that?
What has the highlight been since you've been out there at the Republican convention?
Everybody's positive here.
So nobody's thrown any soaks? There's no riots or anything. Oh, that's good news. Maybe they've taken the hint.
We just saw...
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean
to... Laura Ingraham just beat up on
Hillary really bad
and prayed Trump.
What has been the highlight since you've been out there? What single thing has caught your attention the most thus far?
Speeches are good. Speeches are great. Protesters are minimal right now.
Great stuff.
What did you think of Marlise Luttrell's speech?
What's that?
What did you think of Marcus Luttrell's speech?
Marcus Luttrell, oh, that was powerful. You could have seen his eyes. You'd know he was passionate.
How about Rudy Giuliani, Eric? I was talking to George Patton Jr. last night, and he said, son, when Rudy Giuliani went off, he said, I jumped up and I got all teary-eyed, and he said, I went marching around my little house. You know, he's out at his drilling rig out in Utah, and he said, son, that lit a fire under my rear end. He goes, and he said, I believe there's really hope, Red, in this country. And that's what I see.
Yeah. Giuliani, I thought he was going to have a heart attack when he was giving his speech. he was tearing up.
May I ask you a question?
Very emotional.
May I ask you a question, sir?
Yeah.
So it's incredible. So you have been, as I said to Bella, you've been following this, Donald Trump's rise since the 15th of June last year when he made that announcement with Melania in Trump Tower that he was going to run. And so many people, the whole world, and Bella and Frank and Scott really laid this out this evening, that the whole world has been against them. What was it like? What was it like to be in that convention and to see, I think, those 1,725 delegates come through to actually support this man that can't be bought, that can't be owned? What were your feelings when that was happening?
We're euphoric here. You know, we've been doing a lot of interviews. The crowd is unitizing behind him. It's powerful. I got Texans right next to me in the hall, and they're jumping up and down, waving their white hats. I mean, it is a great feeling here, and it gets stronger every day.
Wow.
Do you think people are hopeful? Do you think that in the right sense, they actually see the change that is necessary for the United States?
Here comes the marshal. That black sheriff is walking by me right now.
Brilliant. I love that man, I tell you. Give him my regards.
Yeah, he's
an amazing day. Is that
Eric, give him my card.
Well.
Give him my radio card.
Get David Clark on the phone. He's an amazing guy.
Yeah, walked by. Pretty cool.
Yeah. What was his speech was extremely electric in the convention, and he didn't he start with five words that you know, blue lives matter. I mean, he absolutely lit it up. He is really putting himself on the line. He's done some very that interview he did with Don Lemon, where he completely destroyed him.
Well, Chris Christie had a good speech last night. He really
fun.
Beat
a I enjoyed that. I shouldn't have done it. Does that make you a bad person? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric.
Coming up today. We've got lots of good speeches coming up today. We got Pence coming up. Some of the other kin folk are coming up. And it's just powerful.
I'm getting goose pimples from here. Great stuff.
There's a lot of hope here.
Do you have a favorite?
Go ahead, Eric. Eric, you've got the floor on this one because we want to hear about all of this. I mean, I wish that I was there. When I watch it on TV, all I can think of is if I could have managed to be able to get down there and to be a part of this. Because, I mean, it's absolutely historic. And the thing that I sit and I watch is all I hear is the realization and not fear, but the understanding of just how much trouble this country is in and how much we've got to get it right in November. You know, so many people told me for how long in the oil field, if I had a dollar for every time I asked, do you think we can keep Hillary out, I'd be a gazillionaire, for God's sake. You know, nobody thought that we were going to be able to unseat this establishment. The establishment thought for sure they were going to disrupt. The anti-Trumpers actually thought they had a chance. Those delegates that got up and ran away, Colorado and Iowa, and, you know, Kasich signed the agreement. He could have at least shown up and just said, welcome to Ohio, and walked out the stage and perhaps protected himself in his political career. Rubio at least gave up his delegates. He's got a long run in his career. I mean, this is history making, and it is true, is it not, that you can be told.
Laura Ingraham.
Hang on one second. Oh, go ahead, Eric. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I said Laura Ingraham gave a speech 10 minutes ago. It was powerful. She said we've got to get our act together. We got to fight for America with all we got. And that's the feeling around here. Everybody knows this is our last chance to save America, so we have to get her done.
Yes, we do, that's why I would.
Well, you said something earlier about if you had a dollar for everyone that wanted to get rid of Hillary, maybe you should have taken it in. Well, you could. It's just give me an idea. Why doesn't everybody just send her a dollar? And then we'll really find out in a democratic way just how much it takes to buy her off. Because she's definitely for sale.
Yep, that's all true.
But this is what I was saying, and this is what I've been saying from day one, where I was leading it. You know, Donald J. Trump, when he announced he was the laughing joke, everybody said he was doing it for media hype. Everybody said that he couldn't accomplish it. But this is living proof that you can be told by a million people you can't do something. But if you believe in it and you believe in what you're doing, and just like in our meeting today at GCN, when he said if you are adamant in succeeding and you just don't let up and you don't give in and you are relentless, you surround yourself with the right people, and you have the goodwill and you have the godliness to fight for this country, which I truly believe Donald J. Trump woke up one day and looked at his grandbabies and said, I don't want to see them suffering in a country that will basically be what the across the pond in so many countries have fallen to Islam. And we do not want to be chained to this government and to this new world order, because he knows all about it. And he said, I don't know anybody strong enough that will come out and not cower to the political correct system and know how to fight and know how to win and know how to get the job done and put the right people in place. And that is exactly what Donald J. Trump is doing.
That's absolutely right. This kid's speeches are really great. You know, they really support him and his fatherhood and his business skills. I mean, it was just amazing to watch Donald Trump Jr. last night.
Well, do you remember Beau Right Wing, Bella? You know, when in the old, program, Beau.
Remember who?
I forgot his name. He started it. The Danish Defence League. I was just thinking of him, and then
Beau.
I got to say.
Beau Villeban.
But yeah, Beau Right Wing. Did you remember what he had on his motto? On his avatar, on his Facebook page, he said, "Heroes are not born, they're cornered." And when you're talking about Donald Trump and everything, I just triggered because, well, I certainly wouldn't want to call him Mr. Trump or bloody Beau Right Wing.
You know, and talk about triggering. I mean, think of Donald Trump's kids. I mean, here's a guy that's running for president and is not afraid to line up his kids one after the other to go on the biggest stage on the entire planet and just have them, each one of them, knock the ball out of the park. I mean, does that say about what a skill that this man has in raising good, solid
kids? I'll tell you what he said about his soul. I can tell you what he says about his soul. Every one of them have edging to get up there. They weren't. He didn't maneuver them. He just made sure they had a safe place to stand. But they was all itching to get up there, and there's the proof. And if the rest of you get behind them, if that's your American family, go be it.
Yep.
And guys, we got to take one more break, and we'll be right back. But it is proof and testament to the true core values and belief and godliness that Donald J. Trump truly has, because his children speak for him, and how many families with that type of wealth produce that good, common, good-natured, just talented, sincere, genuine children and families. Okay, Don, we got to take our next break. We'll be right back.
You don't find any better guys in a family team than Polar Builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified polar builders. Upgrade your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100.
We are back, Bella D'Angelo. We've got Frank Day across the pond, Mark Sutherland across the pond, Scott Valenska, who is here in Minneapolis, and Eric Olson from the Trump Convention floor. And again, this is just an exciting time. We are finally, I'm so glad I don't have to hear about lying Ted Cruz and all of this snivelly crybaby Marianne Nancy ass skirt candies of that GOP nomination fight. Donald J. Trump smashed the numbers on the delegates, 1725. Eric, you're there with all the energy, all the excitement. I so wish I was there, but I'm there in spirit. And what else was really surprising about, the one thing, I'm so grateful that our prayers have served everyone well there. So far, there has been no violence, and it is pretty safe. And that's the first thing that you said to me when I called you the other day when we first talked. You were on the bus headed, and the Doobie Brothers were going to play that night, but you impressed of the safety that was there.
Yeah, the Doobies didn't make it, but Three Dog Night was there. That was even better. There was a great party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's 5,000 people there, all kinds of food booths, drink booths, just great fireworks afterward. Right now I'm sitting in Progressive Field, Cleveland Indians baseball stadium. It's beautiful. But Bella, you would have a great time.
Let's do this. Frank, do you have another question for Eric? And then I'll let Mark have a question, and then Scott, and then we're going to have to wrap out because this show has gone by way too fast. We're having way too much fun. But go ahead, Frank. What would you like to ask Eric?
Eric, good evening, and I envy you. I'm listening. I've got no questions. I'm just like what I'm hearing. God bless. But from this distance, thanks. I've only got good pimples. If I started getting really involved and relating it to what's going over here, my bloody hackles just start rising. So I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to rain on your parade today.
Yep.
Good night.
Thanks. Thanks, Eric. My question. Thanks, Bella. Eric, my question is, Are people, and you could tell me a little bit about him, are people happy with his choice for vice president?
A lot of them are happy with him. He's a bit moderate, and that's what I think he picked him. He's not as wild as Trump, but he's pretty solid. I've met Pence before. He's a good guy. He'll put some moderate to him, but I think it'll be a good pair altogether.
Well, that's proof that Donald Trump is willing to listen to reason, then, isn't it?
Yeah. He picked the right guy. You know.
Where is he? The VP choice, and I do apologize, I'm a bit behind the headline. Where is he presently a governor of, and what experience has he had?
He was a congressman for 12 years, and then governor of Illinois for the last four or five years. So he's got a lot of political experience.
Indiana.
The Hoosier state.
So, he's a moderate. How could you expand on that? What do you actually mean?
Well, he's been a little soft on the social issues, but strong on the fiscal issues. So I think we can work with that pair to get most of our platform. You know, if you look at the platform, it's powerful. It's the most conservative platform this GOP's had in 50 years, so we got that all passed, and we got through the rules and kept Texas, Oklahoma, or Texas, Utah, Colorado from changing things.
Because one of the biggest fears that people have, but they then forget this, is that what Trump will do, and what's really, really important, is that this is a team game, and he will put a good team around him, and everyone just thinks that, you know, that he will just make every single decision and not listen to people. And I'm certain there is no doubt that he will. And I also, do you think with Donald Trump there'd be more accountability, Eric?
Absolutely. And I think you'll see some radical changes when he steps in. We compared it to like a Tinker Toy set up, and when he gets in there, he's going to just walk in, knock all the Tinker Toys over, and renegotiate the government, renegotiate a lot of our trade agreements, and make America great again, as he says. I think you'll see a lot of that happen in a hurry.
Scott, I want you to jump in at this point, because I asked you, Scott, and by the way, thank you, Frank, and Mark, I'm going to take it from here. God bless you, brother. So glad you were able to join us tonight, Frank as well. Scott, your analysis of Pence was he would bring Indiana, Pennsylvania, and what was the third state that you thought that he was going to help Trump? Okay.
Ohio.
And we got 2 minutes left of the show. Real quick question to Eric, and then I got to take it from here, guys.
You cut out on me. Was it my floor?
I said, Scott, we got 2 minutes left. Do you have another quick question for Eric, and then I got to take it?
Well, I just think, I mean, Eric, do you think that it's fair to say that Mike Pence is going to really help us, Trump, pick up Indiana, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania?
Yeah, you know, I've been talking to a lot of Ohioans here, and they're not very happy with their governor because he's been remiss and not coming to this convention, and so they're all leaning Trump. All the unions are leaning Trump. All the blue collar are leaning Trump. And then the mothers of the kids that want their kids to get jobs. There's a big, powerful movement across the Midwest to
put Trump in charge.
Well, guys, this has been a great show tonight. It's been really exciting to have all of us here together because we've been in this fight for a long time. Frank Day and I started back on the show with the Danish Defense League trying to get people to understand what was happening across the pond with Islamification and Sharia law. Mark Sutherland, you and I connected probably about 8 months ago in our endeavors on both sides of the pond trying to fight and get people to wake up. Scott, you and I got introduced through Dennis Davis, through Trust Best, in trying to find some more somebody to help me further the cause and get this show up on Terrestrial Radio and get it eventually nationwide, which I'm going to talk more about next time updating people. Eric Olson, you and I, we've been fighting the good fight for 5 years together since we met in the oil field. Love you, guy. I'm so happy that you're there and bringing us news from the convention floor. Keep the news coming because, you know what, this is historic times. And thank you, Eric, for calling in tonight.
Yeah. Tell everybody to watch Facebook. Eric Olson, I got a lot of stuff up there now.
Including the picture of him wearing the Team Bella t-shirt, Rebel Red. It's on the convention floor. I love it. All right, guys, we got to say goodnight. By the way, I have no idea who the lady was in the pink bra on 494 that caused the massive whatever it was that was going on there, but I don't know. I was awfully hot, and maybe I was sans a few outfits when I was driving home, but at least I made it home. But get out tomorrow. Walk, talk, and think differently. Wear the pink bra, the white t-shirt. Okay, maybe the pink lip gloss isn't for everybody, but we got to fight, baby, fight, and wake everybody up to get it right in November 16. Go Trump. Good night. God bless. God bless America. And ciao for now.